scripture for this morning has been taken from the book Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 28 through 31. Reads as follows. And her children arrive up, and calleth her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excels them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruits of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. So in the reading of the morning that has been selected, our Father in heaven, God always add a blessing to every hearer and doer of his words.
Happy Mother's Day. There's not really a single definition that could perfectly describe mother. We've got some ideas. We might have some words. But we could probably fill the Library of Congress and still not come up with all of the ways to be able to describe mothers. God has granted woman the unique and exclusive privilege of cooperating with Him in bringing a living soul into this world. And I don't really care what science has to say. This is about as close to creation as is humanly possible. Man, at least to this point, has yet to be able to duplicate or create life as God has. This is His exclusive right. But He has lovingly granted to woman the important part in exercising this right. We cannot exaggerate the importance of being a mother. The heart of almost every good thing is a tiny seed that has been planted by a mother. Even Abraham Lincoln had recognized the fact that everything that he is, everything that he was, he attributed to his mother. His exact quote was, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my mother." The 127th Psalm in verse 3 says, "Lo, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is His reward." Heritage means something that is received from another. God sends these children as a gift to man. And the destiny of every country on the face of this earth, every government rests in the hands of the children who will grow up, oftentimes in the way that they have been taught by their parents. There is so much truth in this, as if we're honest with ourselves, the mothers have more influence in training a child than any other person. From the moment that the child is born, it is the mother who is the first to connect with her child. From the moment the nurse gives the baby to the mother, there is a connection that is forever planted. It is at this very moment that the mother starts to protect and nurture her child. As a man, I don't see oftentimes the sacrifices that mom makes. I certainly remember, as far as with Vicki, some of the things that she sacrificed. Oftentimes it was a hot meal. Growing or living a life in the fire department, my whole point when I ate a meal was to get it down my throat as fast as I can in case a call came in. And Vicki would slave over the stove and prepare the meal for myself and Vince and Katie. And we would sit down at the table, say our prayers, and start eating, and Vicki would sit down and I'm getting up for seconds. But she was serving and her food typically got cold. She ate it anyway. She was there oftentimes, and many of you were too, to wipe the tears, the runny noses, and other things. To be able to give those hugs and the band-aids to her children. But when a child is hurt, what are the first words we hear out of their mouths? Mommy. It's usually the mother that the child runs to. But there's a reason for that. It is because of the comfort that the mother has always provided. If we look in today's world, there are a lot of mothers who have careers outside of the home. A lot of mothers have spent many, many years training for their chosen professions. But there is no training classes for mothers. If we had to pay to send our mothers to college to learn how to be mothers, they will always be in college and we will always be broke. Since being a mother is the most important career a woman can undertake, it should not be unreasonable to expect her to give time and thought to being a successful mother. Take every day as it comes. And use every hour that you have as a positive gift from God. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 and 7. I think it should be a motto of motherhood. It says, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Time is a mother's most precious possession. Especially in the training of her child. And she cannot afford to waste any of it on useless worrying. What is it about today that makes us want to honor our mothers other than the fact that it is on the calendar? Is it guilt? Is it sympathy? I don't think so. You know, today is going to be a day where you're going to wait in line at the restaurant. Billions of dollars have been spent on cards and flowers just for this day. But these are just the small tokens of thanks for our mothers. But for the rest of us, what can we do to truly thank our mothers for all of the sacrifices that she has made for our sakes? If we try to think of the physical things, there's nothing there. There's nothing out there that can truly express the honor that is due them. I want you all to go ahead with the plans that you have for your mother. I know they will really deeply appreciate it and enjoy the time together. As with any mother, their greatest joy is just to be with her children. But oftentimes this is very short-term. And so what I would like to do this morning is to offer you something that you can do for your mother that will continue to thank them each and every day. Matthew 5 and verse 16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." I can't think of anything that makes a mother more proud than to hear good comments about her children. But this doesn't happen by chance. It comes from mothers, those who have glorified God and showing her children her love of God and her love of her husband and her willingness to guide their children in the way of the Lord. By the example that she has shown us, she shows us those things that are important in life: the love of God, the love of family, the love of country. We follow these examples. Those same examples which she has shown us, we honor her. First Corinthians 10 and verse 33, Paul, he set an example here, where he wrote these words, "Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." You know, I spoke of the sacrifices of our mothers, that we should also be willing to make sacrifices that will brighten someone else's day. Mothers are the epitome of 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 7. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And so we, my friends, to honor our mothers, we must also love, bear, and believe, and hope, and endure. Now, oftentimes we don't think, as far as honoring our mothers, that the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and verses 22 and 23 have a whole lot of bearing, but my friends, it certainly does. Because if you'll notice in those words, in those verses, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, all of these qualities our mothers have exhibited to us throughout our lives, especially as we were growing up. And chances are she is still showing those attributes to your children. There's no greater example of this that I have found in the Scripture in 2 Timothy. Paul speaks highly of Timothy's grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice. They were both very deeply religious women. They had a tremendous love of God. And they had set the example for Timothy. Paul was able to give him additional instructions, but it was because of the example of Timothy's mother and grandmother that he became a preacher of the gospel as a very young man and led many to Christ. Now, growing up, we don't oftentimes realize how important our mothers are. When we're little and we're crawling around on our hands and knees, or we're trying to look up at least over the kitchen counter, to us, our mothers are comfort and security. And they're also playmates and nurses and cooks. And as we get older, some of these things fade away. We still look to them for comfort and security, and to nurse us and to feed us. But we have slowly replaced them as our playmates as we develop our own friendships with those around us. Then we hit our teenage years. And we feel, as teenagers, that we can take care of ourselves. And that we know everything. I've always said, before a teenager graduates high school, okay, there's no need to send them to college because they already know everything. I was one of those teenagers. We oftentimes at that age think that our mothers are out of touch. We don't know what they're talking about. We're trying to stretch our wings and be our own people, and that's the cycle of life. It happens. And for those of you with little ones, you will experience it. Trust me. Then it's time for us to get married. We start at that point again to reconnect with our mothers. We're nervous. Might be a little bit scared. And we go to them to find the comfort that our mothers have always provided, as well as guidance. And as we have our own children, everything comes full circle. And that whole cycle starts over again. Our mothers will always have a special place in our hearts. We won't always agree with them. We may not always be as nice as we should. And sometimes, yes, we're going to hurt their feelings. But I'll let you in on a secret. Regardless of those things, our mothers will always be there, regardless, and they will always forgive. If you are blessed with your mother being with you today, rejoice and be happy. Let her know how you truly feel. If your mother has passed, thank God that you had the opportunity to be a part of her life. And treasure all of those memories that she worked so hard to build for you and me. And hold them in your hearts and never, ever let them go. God loves you more than your mother does. And he wants you to live with him forever in heaven. If you're not a child of God, he still loves you, but he wants you to come into the light. you're not a child of God, think about these things this morning. Joel is going to be leading us in a song in just a moment. Think on those words. And if your heart tells you, if your mind, if you're thinking this moment, I want to be a child of God, He gives us His plan. You're here today, fulfilling two of those parts, the hearing and the believing. What is left is the repentance, the confession, and the baptism for the remission of sins. And that is your opportunity this morning to make that decision before Jesus comes back, which could be today. If you are a child of God, you need to make some changes in your life. There's some things that you need to correct and make right with God. We want to give you that opportunity also this morning. And may we never forget, and may we never just use just one day out of the year to honor our mothers, but let us make it a goal each and every day to walk in a way that will honor them. If there's anyone that has a need this morning, won't you come as together we stand and we sing.